can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up in a moment, we've got Thirsty Nick with his Thirsty Thursday sports quiz. Don't forget, also, we've got Craig's Friday sports test this hour brought to you by the Boathouse of Naples Bay, because we're not here tomorrow. It's a three-day weekend. I'm off next week for vacay. Anyway, we're juggling some things around. We got Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Chris isn't here. Pete was gone, but now he's back. I think we got the technical issue solved as well. Let's first things first. Let's reset Idaho. And say hello to Pete Shepard.
I'm just kidding.
No, go ahead. Let it rip.
Am I coming in loud and clear? Hello?
Actually, a little too loud. Yeah, it sounds good.
I'm too loud now.
All right. Yeah, well, Rick can control
it. I can get that here.
Don't you touch a thing.
Sure?
You're good
don't
now.
Don't touch anything.
All right, because I almost blew my eardrums. It's like this little switch on this Comrex that wasn't set right when you first tried to get to me at the end of last hour.
Yeah.
I was close. Another half a second, I'd been done. I don't know if it's an omen or what. It's the freaking gigantic clouds. It just started to storm here at Bonita National. It's like Adams family. I don't know. Just bizarre. But, hey, it's great to be back. Yeah, I did about 95 on 75 to get down to the station and back to pick up a couple of cords that weren't in the box. But
yeah.
We are good to go. I feel good. But, you know, I'm going to be back here for a couple of weeks again. I haven't tested for anything. I'm going to go, but I'm fine. Right? I mean, as far as I know, I am fine.
Yes.
And I talked to Chris today. He didn't sound great, but.
Sounded like he got a cold. Oh, well, there's two things about Chris. Okay, he could be either get
well, the sake thing.
Or the sake thing yesterday, because I know he was going out drinking sake, and I told you he was going to not be here, regardless.
Rick, I know I'm being a pain. You guys sound great. I sound good from here to me.
Yes, it's
just
all
make
good.
Sure everything's good.
Yeah, it's all
it's
good.
It's all good now.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should say this or not, but it looks like I just got an email from Chris. The email subject line was 14-day DL.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So.
Oh.
So that's both of us.
So,
well, look, the company's not taking any chances. So
yeah,
I understand
that's,
that. But
that's,
I don't
that's
know.
Kind of the well, company
he
policy.
He didn't get his test back already.
No, he did not. But I think just the fact that he was tested. So, anyways, we'll have to straighten that out. So then, of course, on top of everything else, I'm moving next week. So that's
That's right.
That's
well, thank
fun.
Rick for coming in. Well, I know you're going through a whole bunch of crap right now. So
we'll figure
just
something
thank you
out,
for
right?
being here. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
14-day DL puts us to about July 15th-ish.
Well, 16th-ish, and then I'm on vacation starting that Friday. Is 2 weeks from tomorrow is the 17th. So I'll be in the
I'm gone all next week anyway.
You're gone all next week. But
no
I'll
rumors.
Do the show
I'm just
from
vacationing,
here.
Yes.
I'll do the show from here. I already see the text line. They're going to give me a little way to hook up the phone call, so I'll be all set.
Yeah. So the biggest hardship then is now Rick next week. It's moving week for crying out. The most dreaded of all week, and probably the most dreaded week of the year. Hot, steamy July.
Yeah.
And
we'll figure something out, boys.
Yeah, we will. Again, you know, yesterday was just weird. I tell you, I know Thirsty Nick's waiting. Thank God I got back for Thirsty Nick.
Yeah. Well, you know, he and I were texting, we're talking trash because I was going to catch up because, you know, I'm in third place on this deal.
You're not going to catch up. What's the, I don't even know if today's John. Whatever. But I'm glad to be back. But yeah, yesterday, right before, I just didn't. Everybody's trying not to be a hypochondriac. I hate those people that before this COVID that did that, but I'm not one of those guys. But yesterday around 1:30, we were setting up and something wasn't right. Didn't feel right and didn't want to take any chances and got home, had a slight temp, only lasted a little bit. A few hours later was back to normal. So, and I feel fine. I talked to one nurse yesterday that I got a hold of and said maybe I might have had a slight touch of heat stroke, sun poison, whatever it is, from playing golf in the morning. But
that was my first thought yesterday when the brief time I did see you. I thought, man, did you play golf in this heat? So
Well, it was early in the morning. It was, you know, but still, but again, it's you know, only that one time if I had to stop, and that was because it was, you know,
yeah,
it was later. But anyway, all good. Well, feel great. I know you're strong as an ox, as you say. You're strong as an ox.
As of today, I don't know.
things are good. After we do the Thursday Nick quiz, I do want to get into there's a little baseball blurb out there that I think people better be very concerned about that happened this morning.
Good, because I still have some Rob Manfred sound I wanted to get to anyway. So we'll talk.
Excellent. Where's the Rob Manfred sound from, if I may ask?
You know what? I don't know. I was scrambling. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. We'll get to it because there's some interesting stuff going on here.
All right.
And lots going on.
With that, let's say hello to Thirsty Nick. Thirsty Nick, how are you, sir? What city are you in today?
Hey, guys. Actually, I'm in Baltimore, Maryland today.
All right. Very good.
Nice.
And I want to ask, without divulging too much personal information, you had a bit of a family situation you texted us about. Is everything okay? That's all I want to know. Is everything okay?
Yep. Everything's okay. Okay. I don't want all the listeners and you guys to think I'm being cavalier with my health going to all these different cities. I assure you it's essential travel.
All right. Very good. All right. So what is today's genre of the quiz?
All right. So I feel bad because Pete did such a great job coming back on Chris. I wanted to give Chris some layups today. Today is Alabama football.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going to be hosed out of that. All right. So without any further delay, Rick Church, may we have the accompaniment for Thirsty Nick?
This is a quiz.
Welcome back, boys and girls. Another exciting episode of Thirsty Nick Thirsty Thursday Quiz. I'm your host, Thirsty Nick, live from Baltimore, Maryland. Today we have Alabama football trivia.
All right.
Question number one. There are only three active Power Five schools that Alabama has played but never defeated. Can you name one of those three schools?
Never defeated.
Oh.
And I think we had Power one five. Of these we discussed last week, but I didn't know there were three. Power Five, they've never beaten. Now, may I ask, is there a loophole? Is there one of the Power Fives that they've never played?
All right, so there are a few that they've never played before at all. For example, they've never played Oregon, but these are teams that they have played but have just never beaten.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, nobody in the SEC.
Nobody in the SEC. Wow.
We got one Big Ten, one Big 12, one Pac-12.
Well, first I'm going to go Ohio State or Michigan.
Nope.
That's wrong. No, that's wrong. All right, let's just go with the Pac. Let's just run it back. Purdue.
Nope.
Indiana.
Nope.
Michigan State. Nope.
Going.
Vanderbilt. No, it's not Vanderbilt. Rutgers.
Rutgers.
Nope.
Did we do Maryland?
Nope. This is a hard one, guys.
We're gonna get it. We're gonna get it eventually. Illinois.
Northwestern.
Nope.
Not Northwestern.
Did we say Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Nope.
Who's left?
Nebraska. No, that's
keep
not.
Going.
Have we named all the teams? Penn State.
Nope. They had a great year this year, though.
Oh, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Oh, how about that? All right, that's one.
I get it. Circle gets the square, whatever.
I don't know if anybody gets that one. All right.
Let's get it.
It was the last team left after we mentioned every team in the Big Ten. All right, so we got two more. We got a Big 12 and a Pac-12. All right, Pac-12, Southern Cal.
Nope.
UCLA.
Nope.
Utah. You said Oregon.
Utah, Pete.
Yes. Oh, Pete.
Another one for me.
Another one for Pete.
All right, so Big 12, never beat. All right, Oklahoma. No.
Nope.
Oklahoma State.
Iowa State.
Yes, you got it, Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State, that's for Craig.
Oh.
Nailed it.
All right, guys.
All right, that was horrible by us. All right, next.
That's a tough question. That's tough.
This one should be a little easier. Against which team does Alabama have the most all-time losses?
Auburn.
Nope.
Oh, jeez. Losses.
Is it an SEC team that they play frequently?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Tennessee.
Yes, Tennessee, another one to beat.
Dang. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Dang.
Tennessee has beaten Alabama 37 times.
Really?
Wow.
How about that? All right.
All right.
All right.
The next one is the opposite. Against which team does Alabama have the most all-time career wins?
I think I saw this the other day somewhere. I might have been, is it Kentucky?
No, that's close though.
Oh.
Tennessee. No. How about also Tennessee?
Nope.
Vanderbilt.
Nope.
Mississippi.
Nope.
Mississippi State.
Craig, Mississippi State.
Yeah, snuck it in.
Nice.
Two for C notes.
All right.
All right, here's the last one. This one is more of a fun trivia question. Where did the legendary coach Paul Bear Bryant get his nickname Bear?
Oh, I know this and I've forgotten it.
Oh, no, it's No, he got it. It was a
he got it at A&M.
It's a hunting thing, isn't it? Hang on. And yeah, it's a hunting thing, right? Did he catch a bear? He caught a bear or something, didn't he?
Close.
He had a bear.
Wasn't it a fair or something? He won a. I don't know.
This one. We just talked about it on the fishing show like 2 weeks ago.
Did he have like a bear rug in the log cabin?
Can I throw it out there?
Actually, yeah. If you get this counts for Chris because you're replacing him. All right. What is it?
When he was a teenager, he wrestled a bear at a state fair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I knew it was something like that.
Rick Church
filling in for Chris, getting her done. Nice.
That was pretty close.
That's it.
That was another excellent one. Chris will be disappointed you missed the Alabama questions. But all right. So where are you off to next week, Thirsty Nick?
Next week, I'll be home in Naples. So I'll do a couple shows from Nattown next week.
All right. And I'm on vacay next week, so I guess I'm going to fall further behind.
Oh, Craig, it's okay. You can just use that as an excuse.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, my man.
All right, well, guys,
safe travels.
Thanks for having me, guys. And as always, come on, stay thirsty.
Stay thirsty. Nice. That's right. Thank you. All right.
Nice.
It's easy to stay thirsty. It's so hot outside. Man.
Yeah. I know. And somebody's like, from my as if I wasn't following this. Trust me, when I tell you I drank about 5 Gatorades yesterday while I was on the course, and I did have something to eat before I went out. I know all the rules, believe me. I'm always hydrated.
Wow.
I drink Gatorade Zero, lots of them.
Well,
lots and lots of them.
And that Thirsty Nick quiz, that was like you and me.
Good quiz.
Well, it was. But it was like we just railed off every team we could think of, and then we finally get them right on those first couple of questions. But I guess it counts. It counts.
It counts. This time it counts.
This time it counts, which used to be a baseball
which
slogan.
Was absolutely ridiculous because I remember Fox was first started doing baseball in the interleague, the International League, and it'd be like, Phillies, Red Sox, rivalry, blah, 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 blah. And like, rivalry? They haven't played in 50 years.
But wasn't the This Time It Counts, that was an all-star game promo, right?
Yes.
For home field advantage.
Yeah, which was just ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought so,
back
too.
In the day.
All right, we do have some Rob Manfred song, but go ahead, what you wanted to talk about.
So I don't know if this is from the Dan. So MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred earlier.
Oh, yes, these are from the Dan. You're right.
Okay, then why don't you play? You go ahead. You play it, and I'll tell you why you should be concerned. Go ahead.
All right, I got three cuts here. This is the first one. He said that 60 days was always going to be the maximum number of games, which I have some questions about, too, on whether negotiations were done in good faith if he comes out and says a statement like that. But here he is on Dan Patrick today.
Look, I think the most important thing to our fans is that we're going to make every attempt to get the game back on the field. You know, I know some people have talked about longer seasons, 60 too short. The reality is, we weren't going to play more than 60 games, no matter how the negotiation with the players went or any other factor. 60 games is the outside of the envelope, given the realities of the virus.
Okay. Now, our buddy Mike McCann, who we've had on many times before, a former still is a UNH law professor, used to be at Sports Illustrated. Now he's at a new job, legal analyst at Sportico. Because when I heard that this morning, and the first thing I saw was this, him saying, in public remarks can be evidence in grievances. While MLB would likely argue Manfred was only referring to negotiations after a certain point, yeah. MLBPA might insist they're consistent with MLB not negotiating in good faith. Greg, like you said, either way, expect them to resurface if there's a grievance. Without a doubt. This is why there will be no baseball in 2022. They're going to remember that quote right there and then. That was a dumb thing to say, Commissioner. I'm sorry. Dumb.
I agree. I mean, the headline just grabbed my attention. I'm like, this can't. And that's when I dove into it today. Here is more from Rob Manfred. He says his biggest regret was that even though we got things up and running, that we did not expand the playoffs.
We did get a suboptimal result from the negotiation in some ways. You know, we didn't. The fans aren't going to get an expanded postseason, which I think would have been good with the shortened season. And, you know, look, the players left real money on the table. They left $25 million worth of playoff pools, $33 million worth of salary advances. But that's what happens when you have a negotiation that instead of being collaborative gets, you know, into sort of a conflict situation.
Mm-hmm. Now, meanwhile, Hal Steinbrenner told the YES Network today that he expects to have fans in the park at Yankee Stadium at some point this year. Said there have been many convos with Governor Cuomo. Expects it would be 20 to 30% capacity initially if fans were allowed into Yankee Stadium this year. I don't know if we're going to get 20 to 30% anywhere anytime soon.
That seems awfully optimistic because the season's only 66 days and 60 games or something. I mean, that means they think they're getting fans in the stadiums by September. I don't see it right now. As of today, I don't see it. And I'm even wondering if the NFL ever gets it by the second half.
I think you said this. I saw it earlier, too. We get 10,000 new cases in Florida today. I mean, you know. Yeah. Things are heating up. And I got to wonder, and I was thinking about this while I was driving home yesterday.
Yeah.
But do you think NBA Commissioner Adam Silva, if he knew then what he knows now, we'd still have the bubble in Orlando? I'm not so sure.
I agree with you on that. Maybe Vegas would have been a better play. But I don't know.
Or maybe Edmonton or Toronto, where the NHL is going.
Yeah. Canada seems to be fine.
But honestly, I was thinking about that. I was like, God, if he knew then what he knows now, because he thought he was doing the right thing back then, and I understand it, and it makes all the sense in the world. But I'm wondering, with all these spikes and more players tested positive, I'm sure you saw that story today. So it's 25 NBA players right now that have tested positive for COVID. There's going to be more. You got South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster saying that the rise in COVID cases may sideline college and high school football in the state of South Carolina this year.
Yeah.
That obviously, besides affecting Clemson and South Carolina, a lot of other colleges and high schools.
Well,
there's a lot to be concerned about here. And yes, you brought up exhibition football earlier today. I don't think we're ever going to see another exhibition football game again. I think it's done. I think this is
we won't see one
this year, and they'll vote it off. We won't see exhibition football again.
So we do it like college football then. We just have camp, and then we play.
Yeah, I think there's a real good chance of it happening. Certainly, there's no way in hell we're having exhibition football in the NFL this year. No way. Nor are we going to have the college football season start on time. That's not going to happen. Hmm. There's no question in my mind now that it's not going to happen.
Yeah, maybe you heard me mention, the NFL Players Association pointed out, we haven't voted for this canceling of the two games.
Yes.
We'd rather prefer you to cancel all four preseason games. But you may be right.
They will. I think they absolutely will.
I think they will, but I think they'll bring it back. I just can't see the owners giving up four games of regular. I mean, we're already expanding the season to 17 games, but, I mean, maybe we'll come back with three or maybe two. I don't see them getting rid of it. I'm not ready to get on that bandwagon and say next year, when hopefully things are back to normal, that they give up the preseason games altogether. But we might. We'll see.
And MLB is also expected to announce the regular season schedule next week. The Players Union has signed off on it, and teams are making a few final requests, suggestions, which I'm sure has to do with traveling, right? I mean, if you can go by bus, if it's possible, go by bus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I keep it all regional. Here's one more cut from Rob Manfred.
Sure.
He says, we could not have started the season any sooner than we are.
It's the calendar. I mean, we're playing 60 games in 60 3 days right now, I don't see, given how the reality of the health situation over the past few weeks, how we were going to get going any faster than the calendar we're on right now, no matter what the state of those negotiations were.
Well, yeah, we're jamming it all in here, and I disagree with him on one standpoint where he says we couldn't have got the season going any sooner. Yeah, you could have. You dickered around with negotiations. Both sides hated each other's guts. I think baseball lost a good solid 30 days, in my opinion.
Absolutely did. Maybe more.
Maybe, and I'm being generous. You're right. I'm being generous by saying only 30. They wasted a lot of time, basically getting the same deal they could have had in March. So, and to your other question you asked about Adam Silver, if he'd have a second go at it regarding Orlando. Look, and I think you would agree with this, you make the best decisions with the best information that you have on that day.
Absolutely. I'm not faulting him at all.
Right.
I think he has. I'm just saying, you know, just hindsight is 20/20. Just butterfly effect, you know.
Yeah, you might be absolutely right.
I'm wondering if somebody would ask him that question. It would be interesting to hear his answer. If he could do it all over again, knowing what he knows now. I mean, he could say that about everything in life, but...
But if he admits to that now, and then players hear it, and, you know, I think there's a large percentage of players that are not comfortable coming back.
I think so.
He can't say that now.
I think there's a lot of Dwight Howards out there. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Well, is Dwight sitting out because the mother of his 6-year-old died, or because he wants to do the Black Lives Matter thing? I've heard two different reasons with Dwight.
I've heard it all, but I think it's family first. And I saw another story today, you know, talking about his son. He wants to be with his 6-year-old son. There's other things going on. He doesn't want to leave him at this time. There's a lot of things going on in his life with his family, and I think a lot of other guys who are married and have kids feel that way. It's going to be really, really interesting to see how this all plays out. I'll be honest with you. And not to mention the fact, if who doesn't play, who is able to play.
Right.
And what happens when they start violating the bubble, which we all know is going to happen for women or whatever reason. We all know that's going to happen.
I saw the Mexico Baseball League, which is a great tradition that has played for 95 straight years.
Yep.
They just canceled. They don't usually start their season till August anyway, but they said, we can't keep our fans and players safe. We cannot do it. So we're just canceling it for the first time in 95 years. So, and it's not financially feasible for them to play if they can't put fans in the seats. They just don't have the infrastructure. They can't do it. So,
I saw the South Carolina story today. I mean, that's just a big, gigantic red flag. Governor Henry McMaster says, with the rise of COVID-19 cases, many sidelined high school football in state.
Yep.
Might be canceled.
Yep.
Now, what would happen? Now, see, and this will be the trickle down of it, and this is what I'm talking about in college football. What if South Carolina cancels? What do you do? And I'm just selfishly again. I'm strictly speaking from major college football issue. We know the trickle down effect to all walks of life. Okay, but for the sake of argument, before anybody gets on their high horse and says we're not being sensitive to the planet or people, you know what I'm talking about. What do you do in college football if South Carolina and Clemson can't play? What do you do then?
And those are two big boys from each major conference, SEC and ACC.
Yep.
I think you go with the plan that we talked about 2 months ago, when it looked like Michigan was shut down and that Michigan and Michigan State were going to have to sit it out. The rest of the Big Ten was ready to play. They were like, screw it. They're like, we're still playing. Why should we be penalized if Michigan is in dire straits and everybody else is fine? And the mindset back then was, oh, the rest of the league would go play. I think that's the same mindset the SEC would have, wouldn't you? I'm like, okay, tough luck, South Carolina.
Yeah, I would think. And the two teams that had real good news today, college football I'm talking about, I don't know if you saw this, Craig, but Michigan State, speaking of Michigan, conducted COVID-19 testing on 41 student-athletes on Monday.
Yeah.
Nobody tested positive.
That's phenomenal, because I saw Oklahoma reported today, and they got like 14 players. And again, Michigan was in absolute shutdown mode. Everybody was critical. I was critical. They only have about 300 tests or 300 positive tests a day in Michigan now, and we're doing 10,000 down here in Florida.
And the other group, piece of good news, Boston College tested 93 football student athletes. Only one tested positive out of 93.
I think it's fantastic, because that's coming out of the Northeast.
Yeah, and amazingly, they were doing the worst, and now they're doing better than anybody. A lot of those states up there, as far as cases going down and deaths going down. I mean,
good.
Which is a good thing. The other couple of interesting things that could affect football, maybe, maybe not, because some ADs and some chancellors and presidents keep flip-flopping, but USC Trojans announcing that fall semester classes will be primarily or exclusively online, which we'll get into. So that takes away from, I thought, what about kids had to be in school for them to be allowed to go to football games, that type of thing.
I never believed that,
about that. And Boise State just announced a little while ago they have eliminated baseball and swimming and diving programs, and that stinks.
That does.
And their baseball program just got going in D1, I think only a couple of years ago.
Yep.
What a shame.
All right, let's take a phone call here before we get to the break. Cougar Hunter is out and about with his family driving to Orlando. He wants a shout-out to the DeSilva family because his kids apparently don't think that dad knows the cool radio dudes. Hey, DeSilva family, have a safe trip up there to Orlando. All right, let's go to the phones.
Yes.
239-337-ESPN. Carl in Naples. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, good afternoon.
What's up?
Hey, sidebar, Pete. Drink regular Gatorade, not Gatorade Zero. I ended up at a doctor's office. I do a lot of outside stuff, and I drink the Powerade and Gatorade Zero. And
he said, it's a lot of sugar, though.
I can't. I'm a type 2 controlled diabetic. I can't have all that sugar. So, I drink the smaller bottles, and a lot. I mix it. It's like half and half with water. So, but
yeah,
I hear you.
Apple juice. So yeah, yep. But I wanted to talk about the baseball season. I'm from up north too, and I was actually at an office yesterday with a Boston Red Sox fan. I'm a Yankees fan. We sat there, both agreed, man. Who's going to watch these games? I don't know anybody who's a huge baseball fan, especially from up north, that I still contact. Nobody has any interest in watching a 60-game abbreviated season and abbreviated, whatever they're doing. I think they ought to just shut it down, go on to next year with a new contract if that's what they have to do. But I don't know who's going to go out to the games and who's going to be really paying attention.
As a Yankee fan, though, and being one of the proverbial favorites, obviously, the Yankees and the Dodgers, I mean, you're not interested at all. I'll be honest with you. If Sale was pitching and they didn't trade Mookie Betts, I'd be a lot more interested. But I agree with you. On the whole, I'm not going to sit home and watch 3 hours every night. I'm not doing it.
No, 60-game season, that's a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
I did see a stat. I wish I could remember the exact percentage. This was only 2 days ago. There was a poll taken of just baseball fans, not sports fans, but people that consider themselves diehard baseball fans. And a large majority of them, and I can't remember the percentage, said that they were looking forward to baseball. They're glad they're playing, even if it's only 60 days, and they are going to be watching. So if it's just baseball fans, they want it. They want to watch it.
I don't know, Carl. I agree with you, kind of, because and then people are looking ahead at the big picture. There's absolutely not going to be a season in 2022, without a doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. There's not going to be a season. So
work stoppage, not because of Corona. Let's clarify that. Not because of Corona, but because of work stoppage, and they're not getting along. That's
correct.
What I would go watch is if Fort Myers. I think they changed it to Fort Myers Miracle. I would go watch the
Mighty Muscles.
The league up here just because of baseball, and I love baseball, but I have no interest in the major leagues this year.
Yeah.
What? I don't think you're alone. You're
might
right.
Not be alone.
If minor league baseball and great high school baseball down here as well. In fact, a kid from Estero just signed with the Tigers yesterday. I saw that.
Hey, now.
Which
all
is
right.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
all right, Carl. Have a good fourth weekend, man.
Yep. Carson King, by the way.
Appreciate it.
Undrafted free agent signed with your Detroit Tigers yesterday, Craig.
Everybody wants
from
to
Estero
be
a, High School.
The team of the future. Catch it. Yep. Catch fever. All right. I feel like we're settling into a good groove here. Don't forget, we've got Craig's Friday sports test a day early since we're off tomorrow. Then I'm on vacation next week, by the way.
Did you give me the email with the lifelines and all that stuff?
I'll send you a picture.
Send me a picture.
I'll send it to you.
Give me a Kodak moment, 2020 version.
All right. I will do that.
No nudity, by the way. Do not send nudity to my phone.
You know, that's not my style. I wouldn't do that.
Well, I don't know. You lost all this weight now. You think you're. I used to be called big sexy. You're like medium sexy now. But
I'm trying to become small sexy. Yeah,
you're not afraid to show your navel. Admit it. You're not afraid to show your navel. You were stripping off clothes on one of your fancy beaches in Collier County last week. I heard.
And I got sunburned because my wife didn't properly apply sunblock to my back.
Please.
Jeez. Still burning there.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Rick Church, who is this? This sounds like 80s big hair band. I don't know. I can't place it.
That's close. It was in the 80s, and the guy did have big hair at the time, but he's a legendary rocker.
Oh.
Wait till you hear the singing.
Ronnie James Dio?
Is that Ozzy?
Yeah, Ozzy. Shot in the Dark.
Great song.
In the 80s, Ozzy did go pretty big hair.
Yeah, he did.
He was crazy. He is crazy. Crazy train, baby.
It was.
Rinse all strong. Right.
Hey, Craig, I heard you talk today about somebody wanted to do a rip on Boston sports or something. You mentioned Cam Newton. So just in case people don't realize, so the contract, the team guaranteed him was just for $550,000 on a $1.05 million total base.
Yes.
The definition of low risk, which we know. We know that because it was their salary cap reasons, because they didn't have a lot. But the reward comes in $700,000 in per game roster bonuses and another $5.75 million in incentives. So the max is $7.5 million in all. Now, I will tell you this. Somebody texted me last night. He asked me to keep it quiet. But I'll read you the text that he sent me, because he sent me all the details before this report came out today.
Okay.
So I knew about this last night. He sent this to me about 6:30 last night. Mm-hmm. He says, details on incentives, only $550 on the hook for Pats with Cam Newton and no restrictions with a franchise tag for next year.
Yeah.
Now, again, let me read the whole thing first. This is his opinion. He's got some pretty good inside sources. I'm not sure I agree with everything he said here, but I'm just going to read you what he said. Only $550K on the hook for Patriots with Cam Newton and no restrictions with a franchise tag for next year. This is something a guy signs to get a look in camp. It's something I would expect that Jamarcus Russell would sign. He is damaged beyond use. His agent knows it, and he knows it. He will be cut after a few in-person workouts. And if not, it's the greatest contract any GM has ever signed any player for the history of sports.
So it's a throwaway, basically, just to get a look at him, huh?
That's according to somebody that I know is very close to the team. That is his opinion. There are a lot of others who don't feel that way. You've seen the workouts. I've seen how the guy is ripped. I mean,
yes.
I just don't know how we hopefully that transcends to the football field.
That's very interesting. So what I think I hear you saying, so his incentives basically are just to still be on the roster week to week.
The reward comes in $700K in per game roster bonuses and another $5.75 million in incentives. So the max is $7.5
million. Wow. And I did read this morning, and you just mentioned it there, no written restrictions on if they want to keep them the following year, they just franchise tag them. Which will be, what, 25, 30 mil or something like that, which will be a win for Cam, I think, at that point.
Oh, yeah, and I expect him, if he is reasonably healthy this year, and as I've said, just has a decent season, he will get his $25 to $30 million. There's no doubt about that.
Wow.
But I do think it was interesting when someone that I have a lot of respect for, who's around the team a lot, and there's a lot of agents and everything else, and when he says, he is damaged beyond use. His agent knows it, and he knows it. He'll be cut after a few in-person workouts, and if not, it's the greatest contract any GM has ever signed any player for in the history of sports.
So damaged beyond use, that means he's still injured? Or is this just mental?
This person seems to
baggage?
Think so, but I don't know how anybody, I don't know, he seems to think so, or that's what he is hearing, but I don't know how anybody can say that until we see him on a football field, which really stinks. The only time in my life, or in a very long time, I've actually wanted exhibition football, not just for Tampa Bay and the Patriots in Miami, but, there's a lot of people that I wanted to see, and I think we would have got good looks at this season.
Yeah.
And it's in the preseason, and it just sucks that we're not. I don't think we're going to have a preseason this year.
Wow. Well, we might not.
But interesting stuff, though. I thought it was an interesting kind of comment. I'm not totally buying into it because I have to see the guy on the field. So let's see what he can do.
Right. So you're not.
But there is a thing. I mean, he's going to have to be. I mean, if he can't do it, I mean, he's going to get cut. I mean, there's no question in my mind. They don't care.
Right.
This is not going to be, and I hope he makes it. My gut feeling is he will make it. I think he will make the team. I think he will be the starter, but I'm going on a hunch and just the video that I've seen of the guy.
Yeah, and those are, like, most incentives and contracts are starts and touchdowns and all that kind of stuff. So he just has to be on the roster, though. That's interesting. Very interesting.
$700K in per game roster bonuses.
And you're proud of me because the caller or the texter asked me, hey, let's rip on the Patriots. I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything negative to say.
Well, it's not really to rip on them.
No, no. All I had was that story, but I didn't have anything to rip on them about.
It's not really a rip job. It's just that's the way it is. They only had about $250,000 in cap space. And it's unfortunate for Cameron. I know the mic, but that's on the Panthers for waiting so long to release him.
Yeah.
And for him, he comes to an ideal situation where he can start. I keep hearing all these other national hosts, some of them talking about the Chargers. No guarantee he was going to start for the Chargers. They got maybe two guys ahead of him, possibly.
Yeah.
With Rodgers and with Tyrod Taylor and the kid from Oregon.
Herbert.
Herbert. Yeah. So there's no guarantee. This is the perfect situation for him.
Yeah,
without a doubt. So we'll see.
Okay, very good. All right, time is flying. We're having fun here on a Thursday, which feels like a Friday. Again, we're not here tomorrow because it's a 3-day weekend. There'll be some ESPN programming. I am on vacation next week. I don't know when we're going to see Chris again. Pizza hunkered in out of Bonita. We're all good. We will continue in one form or fashion, but right now, more important things. It is Craig's Friday Sports Test on a Thursday. This is where we give you three questions. For each one you get correct, you get $25 to the Boathouse on Naples Bay, a fantastic establishment, friends of the program over there. And Pete Shepard will give you a lifeline. One of the three questions, you can use a lifeline. By the way, I just texted
it. I saw it. I got it.
For each one, you can get up to $75 total if you get all three right. And there's simple sports questions from this week.
What is this, hieroglyphics you sent me?
That's my scribble. Somebody said I had horrible handwriting. I think it was Rick last time he was here.
Yeah, it was me.
If you can't read it, I will just go with it.
I can read it, but no.
You can decipher it.
Expect more. Right? Type it out.
I didn't have time.
I'm just teasing. I'm just kidding you.
Chris says he's not here. Do Wikipedia, do sports tests, do sounds. I got it all together today, man. I'm producing Ed Austin. But that's fine. We're good. All we need now is caller number 9, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Craig's Friday Sports Test on a Thursday. You can win next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
This is the Friday Sports Test with Sheeman and Shepard, brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay on 99.3 ESPN.
All right, as if you're just tuning in, we're doing Craig's Friday Sports Test here on a Thursday because we are off tomorrow for the holiday. I see caller number 9 is Maryland Mike. What's going on, man?
Maryland Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Listen, thanks for calling, and you know how this works by now. We've got three questions.
Yes, sir.
For each one you get right, it's $25 more to our good friends at the Boathouse in Naples Bay. By the way, they have delivery and takeout, or you can ride your boat right up to their dock and get service. They got their 2-for-20 lunch deals. They got lobster tails, crab lovers, a whole crab lovers menu section there. Mm. Filet mignon sliders and crab stuffed shrimp. Just to mention a few things, check out their website, boathouseonnaplesbay.com. Make reservations or check out their menu. All right, we've got three questions. Maryland Mike, one of them you can use Pete Shepard as a lifeline. But only one of them. So here we go.
Sure.
Time now for question number 1.
I think he's going to get all of them.
All right. The number 1 pick of the MLB draft, Spencer Torkelson, just signed an $8.4 million deal with which team?
MLB?
Yes.
Major League Baseball?
Yes.
And it was $8.5 million.
$8.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spencer Torkelson.
Yep, the number 1 pick.
God, this sounds like a Muppet name.
Kind of does.
I'm going to have to use my lifeline.
All right, Pete Shepard.
All right, the lifeline. The hint is, it is actually. No, I should be happy for you because it's easy. It's Craig's favorite baseball team.
Detroit Tigers.
There you go. Yes. There you go. We got $25 on the board for Maryland Mike. All right,
that
very
kid,
good.
That kid was going to go to Wake, right?
No, he played at Arizona State. I mean, he
Arizona State.
Was not drafted out of high school, went to college. So he's experienced. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him play this year, to be honest. Yep. All right. Let's see if we can up this to $50 at the Boathouse in Naples Bay. That's right. No more hints. Here's question number two. What free agent quarterback signed with the New England Patriots this week?
This is a really tough one. It hasn't been in the news or anything, but I'm going to guess.
Yes.
Cam Superman Newton.
That is correct. You are now up to $50 at the Boathouse in Naples Bay. All right. Let's see if we can do the clean sweep. You got 50 no matter what happens. Let's see if we can get you up to 75. Question number three. What former NFL coach said this week that he and his wife tested positive for coronavirus?
Oh, I know this. I know this. Bill Cowher.
That is correct. You do know it. You do know it. I thought you were building up some suspense. Yes, that is correct. $75 at the Boathouse in Naples Bay. Maryland, Mike, nice job.
Great job.
I am looking forward to some lobster sliders and all that good stuff down here.
That's
nice.
Fantastic.
Have one for me.
All right, Maryland, Mike, have a great 4th of July weekend, man. Thanks for playing.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
Always good to hear from you. Thank Maryland, you very much. Best. All right. Got good friends.
Always had a soft spot for Maryland because that's when my dad went to medical school.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So, you know.
And Maryland Mike, a regular contributor to the show, listens all the time. Glad to have him win. Mm-hmm. And again, big thanks to the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Check out their website, boathouseonnaplesbay.com. Menus, reservations. Again, everybody talks about the filet mignon sliders. It's incredible, among other things over there. So go check them out. All right. That's that. We still have more trivia later on because we have Wikipedia later on. Oh, Pete, you're not gonna do well on Wikipedia today. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Why? That's not fair. Why? What is it? Not another office thing.
No. It's sports related, but it's not your strongest sport. Due to lack of interest on your part. But
soccer?
No. It is Richard Petty's birthday.
Oh, NASCAR. Okay.
So we're going to do Richard Petty trivia. So maybe you'll get a few right because he's pretty, right. you know who he is. So you got a fair shot. So we'll do that. In fact, let me look this up. He, what year? How old is he now? I was curious. I have it right here. Please, we ask that you please bear with us.
standing by.
He is 1937. Somebody, some quick math. 37. That's 70, like 80.
83.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Still going strong.
Well, yeah, he was just out there, right, for Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, he was. Bubba's driving for him, and he was out there to support him during all that going on at Talladega, so that was pretty cool.
Also on the side, I got a message from the SEC for you.
All right.
And also some new news out of the NFL that's kind of interesting.
All right, all that and more coming up, plus another edition of Wikipedia. We're grinding it to the weekend here. Today's our Friday on a Thursday. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.